Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You. And we're going to get right back to talking with Aaron Binkowski, who is a community educator at the Alzheimer's Association of Long Island. And right before the break, we were just talking about what one can do to maybe put off Alzheimer's, if there are dementia, even if there is that possibility. We don't really know, but you were talking that there is a lot of research done and it's called lifestyle intervention.
Correct.
So
correct.
We were talking about diet,
the components,
and that's
right.
My favorite subject, food and diet.
Yeah, food and diet, the Mediterranean diet, the DASH diet, both focusing essentially on whole foods, certainly fruits and vegetables, all the things that, you know, we were told growing up, eat your broccoli and so forth, turns out to be true. The fats that you're consuming, olive oils and so forth. So it's basically choosing, I like to tell people, shop the perimeter of the supermarket. You know, so it's the real
right.
food, it's the fruits, it's the vegetables,
yes.
it's the lean meats, it's the healthy fats.
It's the fish and poultry.
It's the fish and the poultry. And if it goes rotten or moldy or spoils, it's real, mm-hmm. you know, and it's not sitting on a shelf
right.
for very long periods of time. Not to say that there aren't places for, you know, packaged foods, but just generally speaking, the bulk of your diet should be really real whole foods. And these are the diets that are reflected by people who live in and around the Mediterranean diet. Also, physical exercise. Cognitive stimulation is a big component. There's studies being done that show that people that say stay cognitively challenged, stimulated, whether it's through crossword puzzles or brain games or, you know, learning a new language, challenging your brain, thinking in new ways.
Mindful coloring.
Absolutely, absolutely. It creates, the brain has the ability to create new pathways. There's a term
right.
called neuroplasticity.
Mm-hmm. You're learning that more and more.
Right. So people used to think you're born with a certain number of brain cells. You know, you get what you get, and you just try and do whatever you can not to lose them. But research shows that we can create new pathways. We can create new brain cells. And these are cognitive stimulation can assist with that. So there's studies being done on keeping people cognitively stimulated as another component of maintaining brain health and cognitive health. And then social interactions,
right.
staying socially connected. We are social beings. You know, we're not really meant to live in isolation. And
that's one of the Project Independence's, what should we call it, programs, is to keep people intellectually
right.
like this program, like meetings,
health
like
chats,
in lectures.
We have fitness classes. We have advisory boards where we engage the seniors who live in the community to hear about their needs. And it's you know, it's all about that. So, it's really 90% of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really keeping engaged, keeping involved with the residents.
Staying active in
So we have this advantage. We have this advantage living in the town of North Hempstead because of these programs that are available to do exactly what you're saying, Aaron.
Absolutely.
And what we were talking about on our last program when it was our 7-year anniversary is not that we just have these incredible programs. We really do have wonderful programs. I mean, from transportation to community social work and nurses and all kinds of health chats and fitness. But you can access them. A lot of the issues on Long Island and throughout probably New York and our country is that there are great programs out there, like what your program is. But it's very difficult for someone who maybe doesn't drive to be able to access all these programs from just calling one number. So I'm just saying, like with the town, we have this 311 call center. You
right.
call that 311 call center, and if it's a senior need, they get sent to Project Independence. And from that call, we determine what the need is, what the region is, who the right service provider would be from Project Independence, and you're able to connect. So it's so important to have, when you have these incredible programs as you do,
right.
and what we want to talk about, I know Iris had some questions about the supportive services that you provide, for people to easily be able to access them.
Well, I'm glad you brought out the call center. We, the Alzheimer's Association, a tremendous, one of my I would say one of the most valuable resources that we have is our 1-800 number, which can serve as a source of information. So somebody can call if they're in, you know, if they have a loved one who is showing some changes and some signs and they're not sure what to do or you know, where to start, you can call the number and they will connect you to one of our social workers and you can speak with a dementia specialist. Mm-hmm. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So it's always, always available. There's always a dementia specialist there to
speak. And very amenable to any contact has been really lovely.
Right. Absolutely. So
is that the number here, 800-272-3900?
That is it. That is it. So
very important phone number.
And it can call you, it can connect you to resources. It can certainly give you information. It can help you, you know, again, getting information. But above and beyond that, it is also literally a crisis hotline. And what I mean by that is, and I use this example because I had a woman tell me this is how she used the phone number, and I said, that's a perfect story. It was 2 o'clock in the morning, and she was taking care of her mother. She was the primary caregiver. Her mother was living with her. Her mother was in the middle stages of Alzheimer's and was trying to leave the house and get dressed. Again, back to that statistic, 6 out of 10 people with Alzheimer's will wander. She was trying to leave.
Yes, but she was looking to get dressed, she's walking out in her nightgown.
Right. Well, thinking that it was time to go out, you know, that it was the daytime. Anyway, the woman was struggling in trying to convince her mother that it was the middle of the night and we can't go out now, and she didn't know what to do. So basically, she called the 1-800 number at 2 o'clock in the morning, and she spoke to a dementia specialist. She said, they spoke to me. They got on the phone. They spoke to my mother. I don't know what I would have done had I not had that number to call. They're wonderful. She said, I have called them at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
I call them all the time.
That's great to know.
And so it's a crisis hotline. For that, that could have been a potential crisis situation. She didn't know what to do. If her mother had gotten out in the middle of the night, God knows what could have happened to her. So we really want people to know if, and that can just be a starting point for them, you know, or regardless of wherever you are, you know, whatever you're struggling, if you have somebody that has a diagnosis, whether it's yourself or maybe you don't have a diagnosis, but you have some concerns and you'd like to speak with a social worker, we have people here. All of our programs and services are free of charge. So we just, if you just start with anything, just remember the 800 number, mm-hmm. call us and we can connect you to whatever it is that you might be needing at that point.
Can you touch on tips for helping families adjust to this diagnosis?
A lot of times, that's the hardest. At the beginning stages, you're making adjustments to the diagnosis. In my opinion, I think connecting with other individuals who are in the same place as you.
You're talking from the family's point of view?
From the family's point of view, right. Other families, other caregivers, whether you're a spouse or a son or a daughter, we have support groups that does that. We do exactly that. We help connect families, individuals who have a loved one, that are taking care of a loved one, with people who are going through the same thing, experiencing the same things. It helps people adjust to life after diagnosis. If you can call, again, you can call the 800 number. You can make an appointment with one of our social workers. We call it a care consultation. Having somebody to talk to, having a specialist.
It's a stress reliever.
It's a stress reliever. Mm-hmm. And I can't emphasize enough the importance of making connections with other people, because sometimes what happens is people get a diagnosis and their social networks start to fall apart.
Shrink.
And you know, nobody necessarily, it's not that it's intentional. Again, we have fear, we have stigma. There's so many layers and things that contribute to this. But at the end of the day, people who have a diagnosis and their caregivers now more than ever need more support, not less. So who's better to understand the support and what you're going through than other people that are going through mm-hmm. it? You don't have to be ashamed. There's nothing more beautiful, and I've witnessed this. We have early stage support groups. So we have support groups specifically for people who are in the early stages and their caregivers. And people get involved. And as the individual progresses and they might phase out of an early stage support group, and the family member themselves, the caregiver, can maintain and continue on with just a regular support group for the duration. There's no time limit on that. But I've seen that people who, families have come together and met each other in the early stages through our early stage programs. We have memory cafes. We have social engagement programs.
Oh, please, please repeat those words that you've just said. Memory cafes.
Memory cafe.
We yes. In other words, you leave the home.
Right. So
where on Long Island would people be able to go to these support
JCC
groups?
Is one of them, is it not?
Well, we had a memory cafe at one of the JCCs. Again, you can call the 800 number, you can go on to the website alz.org. All of our local programs are either available. Certainly you can speak to somebody over the phone and they can tell you what's going on in the area, or you can go online and you can we have numerous activities going on throughout
in
the
North
year.
In North Hempstead too.
Correct. Yes. We have a library program going on at Shelter Rock Library, which is on October 9th at the Shelter Rock Public Library.
Oh, that's about myths about
this is understanding Alzheimer's and dementia. Uh-huh, uh-huh. So that's one of the programs for the listeners in that area.
Okay.
But
and also when a parent goes to one of these cafes to be amongst people who are experiencing the same thing, it gives free time.
Yes.
To any family member who is a caregiver. So it works both ways,
right,
for the patient itself and for the caregiver.
Absolutely. So I've been in the presence of people who've initially met each other maybe through a memory cafe or through an early stage support group, and now they have developed a social group. And I've been there where the husbands and wives of their loved ones who have the diagnosis, they're taking out their cell phones and they're coordinating and saying, okay, next Friday, and I say this because I was there when they did this, next Friday we're going to meet at 4 o'clock at, you know, Cheesecake Factory at the Smith Haven Mall. And they're going out together, mm-hmm, above and beyond the programs of the Alzheimer's Association, but they've made these connections through the Alzheimer's Association.
So
it's so important.
To make these connections, and most importantly, to call the helpline. Again, it's 800-272-3900. Erin, thank you so much for coming today. We're coming again. It just goes so fast.
It does.
It's
wow.
It's a half an hour.
I know.
You know, see?
Poof.
And we got all this great information, Iris. And that phone number is key to accessing all these incredible services, support groups, information in the middle of the night to
absolutely
get support when such a scary, you know, situation can arise with a confused person. And I mean, it's just key. So we will be repeating this number during our talk of the town. The next segment is going to be Old Time Radio. So listen to Old Time Radio and we'll be back at 11:30.